مبلغ فيوش ماي prayer مبلغ فيوش ماي prayer may you keep ascending success share مبلغ فيوش ماي prayer may you keep ascending success share
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please make good intentions. As our beloved Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said, نية المؤمن خير من عمله The intention of a believer is better than his action. So the more good intentions you make, the more rewards you get. Make the good intentions. I will listen to this bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon it and to teach others as well. Give this message to the people at home and other Muslims, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There are so many benefits, so many blessings in reciting salawat or durood paak or salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith I would wish to narrate to you. It is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar that the owner of Jannah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed such an angel by my qabr, by my grave. This angel has been granted the power of hearing all the voices of creation. Subhanallah. Therefore, whoever continues to recite durood and salat upon me till the day of judgment, this angel presents that person's name with his father's name, and he says that so and so, the son of so and so, has recited salat and durood upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu taala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's a great thing. Then imagine your name, my name, is mentioned in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our father's name. This is possible if we have this. That we must continue reciting as much as we can durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make it our habit, inshallah azza wa jal. Today's message is for everybody in general, but in particular it is for our youngsters, our youth. There are some here. And when I talk about youth, I don't mean children only. I mean those who are teenagers, those who are in the primary school, secondary school, college, university, those who are not old, who have power, who have energy. This is the people I'm talking to. And I will advise you, I will humbly request you, that I'm sure each one of us, we have some youth at home, maybe children or grandchildren or nephews, nieces, or we know somebody who's a youngster, a Muslim youngster. Take this message to them as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned, very beautiful narration, that a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, I saw a young man in the jungles, far away from the populated areas. And what he was doing? He was busy worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal all alone in the jungle. I made salam to him, he replied to my salam, and then I asked him, oh young man, why are you here at such a deserted place, a lonely place? So, I further asked, you are such a lonely place? You don't have anybody here, any friend, any helper, nobody is with you. What are you doing here? He replied, the young man, he replied, why not? By Allah Azza wa Jal, I do have a helper. I do have a friend. So I asked, who are they? Where are they? And he replied, my friend, he has superiority over me with his respect, with his dignity. He is with me with his knowledge and his intellect. He is in front of me with his instructions and his orders. And his blessings and his dignity are found on my right and on my left. When I heard this, I humbly asked that young man, can you please allow me to be in your company? So the young man replied, your company will only distract me from ibadat, will only distract me from worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And I don't like this, I don't want this. Because the king of the earth, from the east to the west, is enough for me. Subhanallah. I asked him, don't you feel afraid in this lonely place? He replied, one whose friend and companion is Allah Azza wa Jal, how can he be afraid? Subhanallah. Furthermore, I asked him, from where do you get food to eat? The young pious man replied, when I was young, I was small. I was in the womb of my mother, the dark womb of my mother. My Allah Azza wa Jal fed me even there. Now that I am grown up, don't you think that He will take care of me? He won't feed me? Subhanallah. He has a fixed amount of my sustenance already written down for me. Whatever food is meant for me, it will come to me. When I put the effort, whatever is written down, that much will come towards me. Then this wali, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says, I requested him to make dua for me. So he made dua in this manner, and he said, may Allah Azza wa Jal protect your eyes from his disobedience. May he fill your heart with his fear. May he protect your eyes from disobedience, and may he not make you from amongst those who are distracted because of being occupied with besides him. Thereafter, this young man, he stood up and he was about to leave. And I asked him, my dear brother, when will we meet again? He replied that I will not see you again in this world after today. However, on Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when all the people are gathered, Maidani Hashir, the field of gathering, then there, if you want to meet with me, you will find me amongst those who have Didari Ilahi. You will find me with those who have the vision and the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. I then asked him, how have you learnt all of this? And he replied, by his respect, Allah Azza wa Jal's dignity. Through his virtue, I have learnt, because I have protected my eyes from looking at haram things, and I have overpowered my nafs from satisfying all its desires. I have chosen loneliness in the dark nights for his ibadat, for his worship. So I am hopeful that he will be pleased with me, and in return of this, he will let me have his sight and his didar on Qiyamah. Then that young man, he disappeared, and he never met again with this wali. My dear son brothers, this parable, this incident, it's not a fairy tale. It's something which actually occurred. And there's many Madani pearls of advice for us, especially for youngsters, that never ever take our youth for granted. That is, our young lives, that we have energy today. Tomorrow, as the days go by, as our age increases, you know what happens? A person becomes more and more older. Every birthday that a person celebrates, he moves 1 year closer to his qabr. 1 year closer to his death. That's why some scholars say that we are celebrating the birthdays, but we don't realize 1 year is gone from our lives. 1 year is subtracted, minus, and we are closer to our graves and death. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he has said that health, youth, wealth and life must never ever be wasted. Perform good deeds when you have these things, because they are blessings and they don't return. How many people do you know that once upon a time they were wealthy? They had a lot of influence in society. And before you know it, their money is gone and they are poor. How many people do you know, they were so handsome, so beautiful, and age, what did age do to them? It took away all that beauty, all that handsomeness from them. How many people do you know that yesterday they were alive and today they no more? Each one of us knows somebody over here. And tomorrow, people, if we are lucky, will remember us, the late so and so. Think about this, especially when you go home. Tell your family members this, to always think what we call fikr-e Madina in the terminology of Dawud Islami. Think about your akhirat, your hereafter. Think about what's going to happen in the grave. This is reality, not the fantasies out there. People are always planning what goals, the short term, medium term, long term goals they are planning. It's good to plan, but remember, the best of planners is Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't forget this. Allah Azza wa Jal has a specific plan for each one of us. And as Muslims, it is our duty to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, when we look at today, many Muslims, they don't think about this. They don't realize that what they are doing is actually pleasing shaitan and pleasing their nafs only. Many Muslims, you will see them, you will hear, they go to the clubs, they're into drugs, music, gambling, alcohol. Don't they fear, don't they know that any moment Malakul Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, will come for my soul? And then what? What happens then? Nobody's going to help you there. Yes, if you remembered Allah Azza wa Jal, and if you were obedient to Him Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then there's hope for help and assistance in the grave and the hereafter, inshallah Azza wa Jal. On Qiyamah, the first action a person will be questioned about is what? Is salah. First action, what is the condition of our salah? Ask ourselves, each person must ask themselves, what is the condition of my salah? Before that question is asked to you on Qiyamah, ask it to yourself now, while you are still alive. As it is said, today is the day of action, not accountability. And tomorrow on Qiyamah will be the time and the day of accountability, no action. So here we have youth, we have life, we have energy in our bodies. How are we using this? These questions we must ask ourselves. If I'm using it to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, although many of us know when we are doing wrong and evil things, when we are doing sins, we know it's wrong, but still we do it because of habit. It's become part of us and it's difficult to leave. His Eminence Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said that this person who delays making tawbah, who delays asking Allah for forgiveness, and who delays leaving his sins and doing good deeds, he gives an analogy, comparison. And he says, this person is like the person who wants to uproot a tree with his bare hands. With his bare hands, he wants to take out the tree from the ground, and he is unsuccessful. And he feels, okay, I need to put more harder work, but let me do so next year. Next year I'll come back and I'll take out this tree. This is a foolish person. His age is going, he's getting weaker, and the roots of the tree are getting stronger, deeper into the ground. What do you think will happen? Next year he comes, same thing, same story. This person who delays making tawbah, asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, that person who delays in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who delays in doing good deeds, refraining from sins, is like this foolish person. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst the wise people and not amongst the foolish. Al-Qiyamah, there are certain questions. Besides the question on salah, the first action you'll be asked about is salah. Besides this, everybody will be standing. Maidan al-Hashr, the field of gathering, everybody will be standing, therefore it's called Qiyamah. Qiyamah is from Qiyam. Qiyam means to stand. So everybody will be standing. This itself is a form of punishment. Try standing on one spot for 1 hour, for half an hour, for 2 hours, and see how difficult it is. how your legs start paining. So that day on Qiyamah, one day will be equal to 50,000 years. How are you going to stand? If you can't stand for 1-2 hours, 50,000 years is one day of Qiyamah. So standing itself is a form of punishment. And waiting is also a form of punishment. You know, you go to the hospital or you go to different areas and you're waiting in the queue, you are impatient. How do you feel? Imagine waiting and standing for 50,000 years. It's not a playing thing. So that is a form of punishment as well. And you will not move from your spot where you are standing. In fact, it's mentioned in Assembly of Hadith. This is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, on the day of judgment, a person will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. Five things. Listen carefully. He'll be asked, how did you spend your life? How did you spend your life? Second question, how did you spend your youth? Allah Azza wa Jalla gave you the blessing of youth, power, energy. How did you spend this? Number three, where did you earn your wealth from? Or how did you earn your wealth? Number four, where did you spend this wealth? And number five, how much did you act upon the knowledge that you had received? How much did you practice? These five questions, the person will be asked these five questions, he has to answer for each question before you move even one foot off the ground where you are standing for so long. And you must know that the sun will be 1.25 miles above. The ground will be made of copper. You won't have any shoes then. Try standing on burning coal to give an idea of this. We will be answerable and accountable for every single thing that we do, every single thing that we say. Don't forget, before we say anything, the angels, kiram and katibin, they're waiting with their pens. They're waiting to write down what you're going to, every letter, all the details, where you did it, where you said it, how you did it, with who, all these things, every action, every deed, every word, every letter is written down. And this is written in our book of deeds, Nama-i A'mal, which will be given on Qiyamah, and will be instructed, read this out now, what you did in the dunya. Ask ourselves, what am I doing in the dunya? Am I running behind the entertainment? Am I running behind all the materialistic things of this world, just waiting to get my degree and a good job and a comfortable life, not worried about the knowledge of deen, not worried about my salah, about zakat, the masail, the rulings of hajj, of fasting the month of Ramadan, of respect for parents, respect for each other, another Muslim, refraining from the evils of backbiting, sin? Ask ourselves these questions. Those five questions in particular, before we are asked in Qiyamah, ask yourselves now. In fact, when you wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the questions. See what answers you come up with. Many of us will be shocked that I'm not ready. I'm not ready to die. Malik al-Maut alayhi salam, please wait. But once our time is up, once our moment is up, we don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know if we'll go back to our work or school or colleges or back home when we leave from this Madani Markaz. We don't know, yet we are still living in negligence. I will change tomorrow. A very common idea or attitude many, especially youngsters and others also, they have, that we live once. I live once, therefore I must enjoy myself to the maximum. Maximum pleasure, maximum entertainment. I need to get it all before I pass away. Do you know, this is the attitude and philosophy of the disbelievers, not of the believers. The ulama have said, definitely you live once, you have one shot to do as much good as you can do. You have one chance to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, to obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you pass away, no more chances. Therefore, you must think about these things. Don't just be amazed with the bayan and forget about it. Something to think about. Questions to ask yourself. See what answers you come up with. If it's negative, make it positive. Put efforts in to rectify yourself. In fact, this is a Madani mission statement of Dawud Islami. I must strive to reform myself and people of the whole world, inshallah azawajal. Alhamdulillah azawajal, Dawud Islami has many facilities, services, programs that are designed to help us reform ourselves. If somebody says, I don't have the time, then actually we are bluffing ourselves. When Malik al-Maut alayhi salam comes and we ask the question, will that be our answer? I didn't have the time in the dunya to learn my deen, to read my salah. Allah sent you here, sent me here for one thing only, and that is to prepare for the qabr and akhirat. That's all. How do you do this? By worshipping Allah. We don't have to be like that pious young man who was in the middle of the jungle, all alone, doing ibadat. That's his status. We are not pious people. Allah will make us pious. But we are not pious people. We know ourselves. The people who know us better than ourselves is ourselves actually. We know ourselves, our shortcomings, our internal diseases. But you have the physical diseases one side, and you have the ruhani, the spiritual diseases in the heart of pride, of jealousy, showing off. People can't see these things. You and I know it's there. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows it's there. Kiram al-Katibi in their writing, indeed, that pious youngster is more honored in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That pious youngster who does ibadat, who worships Allah Azza wa Jalla in his youth, he uses his energy for the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, for following the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has a higher status than an old person who's worshipping. Because the old person, he's weak. He doesn't have the ability to do many sins that the youngster can. And that youngster who leaves the sins, despite it being everywhere, the tricks and the traps of shaitan and the nafsul ammara, which is always commanding us towards doing evil things. This youngster, he leaves all of this. But in today's time, it is difficult if you're in the wrong company. If you're in the wrong suhbah, wrong company, definitely the bad company makes you bad. And good company over a period of time will make you good. When you are in that company with those people who are always going for salah when adhan goes, and you are the one who doesn't, you'll feel a little bit shy that hey, everybody else is going, but I'm not going. So you'll go with them. But those bad people who are going to the clubs, you'll end up going with them as well. To the movies, the gambling, the casinos, gambling dens, or to all these other evil places, you'll end up going with them. As-suhbatu mu'assiratun. In Arabic it says that definitely, suhbah and company, it affects you. A young man who performs ibadat, this is actually part of the narration found in At-Targhib, that a young person who performs ibadat in his youth is superior to an old man worshipping in his old age, as the Mursaleen alayhim salatu wassalam are superior to the Anbiya alayhim salam. And furthermore, listen carefully, this is reported and recorded in Kanzul Ummal, that a young man who leaves the pleasures and the luxuries of the dunya and he goes towards the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him the reward equal to 72 Siddiqeen. SubhanAllah. The leader of the Siddiqeen is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Siddiqeen is a very high category of the pious people. Imagine this. The youngster who leaves the pleasures, the attractions of the dunya, and he goes towards the obedience of Allah. Look what reward he's getting. Reward equal to 72 Siddiqeen. Not one, 72, subhanAllah. Furthermore, it's mentioned also in Kanzul Ummal, from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal loves most that delightful young person who spends the youth and beauty in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And taking pride in that person in front of his angels, Allah Azza wa Jal tells the angels that this is my real bond person. This is my real slave. Imagine that our names will be taken in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. Why? How? Only if we obey Him. Allah Azza wa Jalla wants obedience from us. obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The famous ayah of the Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, فَقَدْ, so indeed, definitely, he has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, it's only through obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the formula, this is the recipe of success. If you implement this, if you practice upon this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will reach that success in the dunya, in the grave, in the akhirah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Listen to another beautiful narration. Sayyidina Atta radiyallahu anhu has said that Sayyidina Ibn Umar and Sayyidina Ubay bin Amr radiyallahu anhum, they went to the mother of the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma humbly asked, please tell us something amazing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She radiyallahu anha began to weep, began crying, and said that one night Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had asked that, allow me to worship my Rabb Azza wa Jal. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of my desire, I like that you are closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood at a corner of the house. He started to cry. He started to weep. After having performed wudu properly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to recite the Holy Quran. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again began to weep and cry until his blessed tears ended up dropping on the floor. In the meantime, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu anhu, he arrived. And he radiyallahu anhu humbly asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah. What has made you cry? Although Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the sins of the people of the past and the future for your sake, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not be a thankful person? Should I not be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal? How thankful are we, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel? Ask ourselves, so many blessings Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. We are able to see with these two eyes. We can hear with our ears. We can speak. We are not deaf, dumb, blind. We are not insane. We have intellect. And yet, how do we use this? Another question to ask ourselves. How do we use these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal? Even if we have life, we have youth, we have energy, how are we using these blessings? Because they are blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. They are blessings. How are we using it? Are we using or are we abusing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of ibadat. Why? To teach you and me the importance of ibadat, of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, of being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, the importance of always turning towards Allah Azza wa Jal and obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. But remember, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Ma'asumeen. Do you remember what that means? Ma'asum, all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, all the Prophets alayhim as-salam, and the Malaika, the angels, they are Ma'asum, which means they are absolutely incapable of committing sins. They are unable to commit sins. And the leader of the Ma'asumeen is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Yet, so much of ibadat he did. So much of weeping in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, can we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfect role model for us? This is what the sunnah is about. It is very practical. Once we learn about it, the next step is to practice upon it and then teach others as well. Because if you really want to get taste the sweetness of your knowledge, that comes in the practical application, by practicing upon your knowledge with good intentions. The person does ibadah with wrong intentions, with evil intentions, instead of getting thawab, he will be getting azab for that. May Allah will protect us from that. That's one of the spiritual diseases, ostentation, showing off, riyaqali, takabbur, pride. That's hidden inside. Many of us have it to some degree. We need to make sure that we get rid of these diseases and sicknesses as well. Therefore, message to our dear youngsters out there, that don't waste your lives. Don't waste your youth, your energy that Allah has given you. Please take this message back home as well. Your youngsters, your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nephews, nieces, and make their minds. The child, the little child, is like a blank page. If you're going to write on it music and movies and all these things, this is what you'll get out. But if you're going to write in it the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, durood-e paak and salawat, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is what you'll get out inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the tricks and the traps of shaitan and of our nafs. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.